You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldweg, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5784-2024. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Tazria, and this week and next week we're going to be speaking about the concept of tzaras, the spiritual leprosy that comes upon a person who, in the times of the Temple, in times of the Beis HaMikdash, would speak negatively of others, speak Lashon Hara, gossip, or a person who had yuhara, had gaiva, a certain level of gaiva. The pasuk tells us in chapter 13, verse 2, Adam ki yeh be'or b'saroi se'esoi sapachas oy vaheres. When a person will have on the flesh of his skin, the skin of his flesh, a certain kind of sickness, a certain kind of skin disease. So then, they have to go through this entire process to determine, the Kohen has to look at it and determine if it's leprosy, do they need to be quarantined, taken out of the camp, and go through this entire process, bring korbanos, sacrifices, etc., separate themselves. So the Medrash, I'd like to share with you a beautiful, very deep, very interesting Medrash, a little bit of an extensive Medrash. And I'd like to actually start with the end of the Medrash, which relates directly to our Pasuk, and then go back and explore some very deep ideas that have to do with this idea. The Pasuk says, Adam, Adam ki yiyeh ba'or b'sori. What is the concept of Adam? Why does it say Adam? Why doesn't it say Yisrael? Why doesn't it say Ish? Why does it say the word Adam? Adam indicates a certain aspect of the human being. Adam haya meshukol chetzi mayim chetzi Adam. The word Adam indicates a certain aspect of the human being. It has to do with the word dam, which means blood. So the human being is made up of equal parts of blood and water. Okay, and understand that this is a spiritual concept. This doesn't necessarily mean that literally human beings are made up of half water, half blood. We do know that most of the human body is made out of water. But spiritually, whatever the concept of blood is, and whatever the concept of water is, the human being is made up of a perfect balance between these two aspects. B'shashahu zayche, lo yamayim ravin al adam v'lo yadam ravin al amayim. We see right away this is a spiritual, a spiritual idea, a spiritual concept. When a person is zeich, when he merits, that means when a person has spiritual balance. So, it's reflected in a balance between the water in his system and the blood in his system. Or the language of the Medrash is, the water is not more than the blood, meaning the water aspect doesn't control or overwhelm the blood aspect, and the blood aspect doesn't overwhelm the water. Bizman shechayte. When a person sins, what happens when a person sins? When a person turns away from Hashem, they lose their spiritual balance. So then the water aspect can become more, can overwhelm the blood aspect. And when that happens, v'nasa adrifokus. So the result is that the person becomes an adrifokus. It's a certain kind of disease. Or over here he brings that, or the Rashash brings that a person can become an istinus, become oversensitive to certain things. But Amishadam Ravin Alamayim, there are times when the blood becomes more than the water. The blood overwhelms the water aspect. And then Vinasamitsaira. So if we understand this correctly, one second, Vinasamitsaira, the person becomes leprous. He gets leprosy. He gets this spiritual disease called leprosy. Adam. That's why I use the word Adam, because it's representing the fact that the blood here is more dominant in the person. That's why I use the word Adam, which indicates we're talking about a human being which is made out of blood. Okay, so we could say that when a person becomes more gaivadik, when a person becomes more self-centered, when a person is busy saying negative things about others, the result is that the blood aspect of themselves, which perhaps represents the atzmius of the person, the fact that a person cares so much about himself, that becomes overwhelming, and he gets tzaras, and it manifests as a skin disease. And the opposite is true when a person becomes oversensitive, interestingly. Okay, that's the Medrash, why it uses the word Adam. But you see, what do we see? This is the foundation of everything that we're going to speak about from now on. We see that there's a spiritual balance. We need to maintain. The Torah gives us halacha, it gives us laws around how we are to interact with our friends, what the social contract looks like based on the Torah. We don't speak negatively of others. We, except in cases where it's sanctioned by the Torah, of course. There are instances where constructive criticism is called for. But generally, we don't speak negatively. We don't focus on the negative. We love our friends like ourselves. When we don't do that, when we are too selfish, we're too involved with self-interest, so then the result is we are out of spiritual balance. And when we are out of spiritual balance, it manifests in a physical way. Let's talk more about balance. Let's talk about what does it mean to be balanced. And let's see some very interesting examples. The Medrash brings a pasuk in Iyov. Hadavod ichsiv la'asais la'ruach mishkol u'mayim tikeim b'midah. Right? We understand that when it comes, now we understand that when it comes to a person becoming a mitzvah, getting tzaras, so it's because of a lack of balance. The pasuk says in Iyov that it's important to bring balance to the ruach. The ruach means the soul, or it can mean the wind. And also when it comes to mayim, when it comes to water, it was prepared with a certain measure. Everything that Hashem creates is with a certain measure. We talk about midos, we talk about a person's character traits, we talk about the fact that everything needs to really be in a proper measure, right? Sometimes it's appropriate to be angry, right? If a child runs into the street, the parent needs to get angry, show that this is not okay. The anger will reinforce for the child that this is an act that should never be done, right? So sometimes anger is okay, but let out of the proper measure, anger can be dangerous. Anger can be destructive, right? It's called a midah. It's called a midah, which means that it has to be used. A character trait has to be used in the proper balance. Amar Rav Huna b'shlesh mekamis yotze tzaruach shaloi b'mishkol. Rav Huna says, amazing thing. Rav Huna says that there were three places that we find in the Torah that the wind came out in a way which was out of proportion, which was out of its normal, proper boundaries, proper amount. And as a result, it could have destroyed the world. One time was in the times of Job. One time was in the times of Jonah, the prophet. One time in the days of Elijah. Interesting. All three of them have a J. Job, Jonah, and Elijah. Okay. Bimei Eiyov. We find that the Pasuk says that in the times of Eiyov, of Job, indeed, the wind threatened to destroy. Interestingly, the Medrash starts off saying it threatened to destroy the world, but as we see each case individually, it sounds like it's just threatening to destroy that person. But as we'll see, it's not just that person. It's really the person doesn't just, the wind doesn't just threaten to destroy that person. It threatens to destroy all those around him as well, which has a very deep lesson for us. V'nei ruach gedoy l'ba me'ever amidbar. The pasuk says by Eiyov that there was a great wind that came from the other side of the midbar, from the other side of the wilderness. Jonah the prophet was running away. Hashem had told him that he needs to go to Nineveh and to tell the people of Nineveh that they've done wrong, that they need to do tshuva, they need to repent. And he didn't want to do that because he knew that the people of Nineveh ultimately would cause damage to the Jewish people. So he was running away from his mission. But he was denying, he was defying the word of Hashem, and as a result, he was on a boat. Hashem sent a massive wind to throw up the waters of the sea and threaten the ship that Yonah was on, and all those around him. B'mei Elio, Elijah the prophet, Shenemar v'yomer, Tzev amarat ha-bahar v'goymer, V'nei Hashem oivev ruach yidoy l'b'chazik mefarik harim. Hashem sent a message to Elijah. Elio Anavi, he had said, he had gotten frustrated with the Jewish people, he thought that they would never do tshuva, that they would be destroyed, that they would not follow in the path of Hashem. Hashem wanted him to know that coming at them with anger, coming at the Jewish people with demands, was not going to work. It needed to be done in the right way, giving mussar, giving rebuke to the Jewish people has to be done in a way that builds them, not destroys them. So Hashem brought out a wind to represent this idea to Elio, and this wind came out, this huge wind. It was a wind that was so powerful that it was destroying mountains. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shalom, he oisa shel Iyav, he oisa shel Yoni, he oisa shel Elio. Yehuda Bar Shalom says the very wind, the same wind that was in the times of Iyav, was the same wind in the times of Yonah. It was the same wind in the times of Elio. Each one, that wind, this powerful wind came out individually for them. Interesting. And to me, the message is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends each individual a personal message, a wind that shakes him up. Each one of them got a message. But that wind that shakes him up, it has hashlachot, it has ramifications on those around him. The greatest of these winds was the wind of Elijah. Okay, so there's a mishkal. There's a certain balance that Hashem has in the world. But when the person is not doing what they're supposed to do, in the example of Yonah HaNavi, he was not doing what he was supposed to do. Hashem had sent him on a mission. He was supposed to go to Nineveh and ask them to repent, encourage them to repent. Elio was not doing his mission. He gave up on the Jewish people. Hashem sent him a wind, a personal wind, because they were out of balance spiritually. So the wind went out of balance as a result and threatened to cause destruction to them personally, but also to all those around them. It's a powerful message. When the Jewish people is not doing what we're supposed to do, Hashem sends a powerful wind. When we as individuals are not in balance spiritually, Hashem sends us a powerful wind to shake us up in order to get us back on track and remind us what the balance looks like and what we're supposed to do. Now the Medrash says something which seems unrelated, but clearly it's a message to us. Rav Tanchum Bar Chiya, V'amila B'Shem Rabbonim, Ein melech Mashiach bo, at sheyichlu kol anafoshes she'ol b'machshav liboris. Rav Tanchum Bar Chiya says, those who say that it was said by the rabbis, Mashiach cannot arrive. We're talking here about Mashiach ben David, the ultimate, the final Mashiach, cannot arrive until all of the souls, all of the ruchos, lasis la ruach mishkol. We need a full balance. We need all of the souls that God intended to create. They need to all manifest and come down into the world. The Sefer told us Adam. We find that Adam HaRishon had a book, and in that book was written all of the souls that would come out of him, all of the souls that would be his ultimate offspring, every single human being that was ever to live, the names, their purposes, everything about them, all of that which would happen in their lives is written down in this book. So every single human being, the souls have to come into the world before Mashiach comes, the Messiah arrives. Which means that you got to do your job. I got to do my job. The winds have to be, the winds which are also souls, have to be b'mishkol. They have to have a proper balance. Everything needs to be done in balance. And of course, Hashem, when we don't do it, when we're not in balance, Hashem will bring us into balance. He will cause a great wind to shake up the world, to shake us all up, to shake us up in Israel, to shake us up in Russia and Ukraine, to shake up who knows where else, China, Taiwan, America. The world has to be the world when we're not in balance and all the souls are here ready for Mashiach to arrive, there's a big shake-up. That's what it seems to me to be saying. Amar Rabbi Yeshua bar Chanina b'shasha ruach yoytzis min levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'shari b'horim m'rash lebek voice. Amar lehi habizor shalai tazik b'riyosai. But Hashem says to the wind, at the time when the wind comes out to cause damage, to cause destruction, Hashem says, be careful. Be careful not to cause the ultimate destruction. Hashem does not want the world to be destroyed. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows this wind which is meant to bring us back into balance, when Hashem allows that wind to come out, He doesn't allow it to come out and just flatten everything. The point is that it should bring everything back into balance. And I would say, bringing us back for a moment to tzaras, to leprosy, the point of the leprosy is just like we're out of balance. Our gaiva, our hubris has gotten out of hand. Our egos have gotten out of hand in our relationship with others, the way we're speaking about others and the way we think about ourselves. So something has to come, and it's a whirlwind. Tzaras is a whirlwind of activity that needs to happen in our lives. Because of it, we have to be quarantined. We have to bring korbanos. We have to be separated for a certain amount of time. We have to call out, tamei, tamei. But it's a whirlwind that comes into our life to bring us back into balance. It's not to destroy us. Shenemar ki ruach milafona yatev v'neshomas ani asisi. This wind will come out from before me, Hashem says. And it will encase everything. And the souls that I created, b'shvil neshamesh anasisi, it's for my souls, it's not to destroy them. There are souls that need to come into the world, they need to find their balance, and when things are out of balance, need to be brought back into their place. And the end of the pasuk talks about umayim tikkun b'mida. The water was established with a measure as well, not just the wind, but with the water. Interesting, when the water comes down from heaven, the rain comes down, it's brought down with a certain amount of, everything is brought down in a certain amount. It's brought down with a cheshbon, it's brought down with a perfect calculation. So this could be referring to, the simple understanding is, it's talking about Hashem is sending our sustenance. Everything is miduyag. Everything is precise. But it's also spiritual sustenance. It's Hashem sends the winds and the rain, which have to do with what we need to grow. What we need to grow. Hashem brings down the souls from heaven. Davar Acher. This is really amazing. Listen to this carefully. La'asos l'ruach mishkol. What does it mean to bring balance to the wind? Amar Rav Acha, afilu ruach hakodesh shesher al hanaviim, ein hasher el b'mishkol. This really underscores the idea that each and every person has their individual and special purpose in life that manifests in a unique way. And it talks about it, the Medrash talks about it in terms of ruach hakodesh, the divine inspiration of the Nevi'im, of the prophets. Everything comes down exactly in the precise amount that it's supposed to. There are those amongst the prophets that we have books from, Jeremiah the prophet, Yeshayo the prophet, Shmuel HaNavi, Samuel the prophet. Some of them had one book that was ascribed to them. And some of them had multiple books. Yirmiyahu HaNavi wrote the book of Jeremiah, but he also wrote the book of Eicha, Lamentations. Shmuel HaNavi wrote the book of Samuel, he wrote the book of Malachim. So there are people who have multiple svarim and some who have less. There was a Navi named Be'eri, and he hadn't said enough nevuos, enough prophecies to have his own book, but it's mentioned in Isaiah chapter 8. etc. So we find that some people have an entire book, some people only have a few lines. But it's a similar idea. Everyone is written in that book. Every prophet, what's the idea that a prophet has a prophecy and it's written down? It's something that remains. It's something that remains from that person for all generations that we need to learn from. I like to think about, personally, I like to think about, you know, I have a song. It's a song called Kari Boin. Kari Boin Olam Ve'yol Mahayo, which I composed a number of years ago, 20-something years ago. And it's the kind of song that has a chance to make it. For 100 years from now, they'll still be singing it. But there are certain songs, other songs that I wrote that were popular for a moment, and then, you know, may not have been, quote, written down. But everyone has a legacy. Each individual has something, and were written in that book. Umayim tikein b'mida, says the Medrash. Rav Yudam Rav Shmuel, afilu divrei Torah shenitnu milamala lo nitnu ela b'mida. Says the Medrash, when it comes to words of Torah, not just prophecy, of course prophecy is awesome, but each and every one of us has a chelik in Torah, each and every one of us has a portion in the Torah of Hashem. Ve'eluhen, and everything is given in a precise measure to each individual. Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachas, Vagoda. You have the Psukim, you have the Mishnah, you have the Gemara, you have the Halacha, you have the Medrash. Yesh zechel mikra, yesh la mishnah, yesh la talmud, yesh la agada, yesh zechel kulon. There are those who merit, and they love to, they relate to, they feel like their portion of Torah is chumash. Some people light up from halacha. Some people love gemara. Some people love medrash. Medrash is one of the things that I'm especially fond of. And there are those who have it all. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he would complete the entire Torah every year. Davar acher, lasos l'ruach mishkol. One, before I get to the final point here, so this is an important thing. Each and every one of us has a certain place in Torah that we relate to, that we, it's predetermined. It's predetermined, that's okay. It's our job to bring it out, to develop our potential in that area. But each and every one of us has something that we will give to the Torah. A vort. An idea, a Torah concept that we might relate to and say over to our family. We might be inspired by. Each and every one of us, it's set. It's waiting for us to grab. Our legacy is waiting for us to grab it and lay it out for the world. The Medrash finishes off with one more concept before it gets to the thing that we started with. And it says like this. Lasis the ruach mishkol, the ruach, the wind needs to be balanced. Ruach can, besides for meaning a wind, and besides for meaning a soul, it can also mean a person's temperament. Some people have a wider spirit. They are more loving. They are more inclusive. They're more patient. Some people have a short spirit. Some people get angry easily. They're more of a Baal Gaiva. They have, you know, each person has a certain measure that they were measured out. That's the midos that we mentioned earlier. The character traits of the human being. Right? The Medrash finishes off with what we started with. I'm not going to read it again, but I'll just restate it. To bring this idea to its completion, the human being is made out of water, made out of blood. We have aspects of ourselves that naturally have a certain balance, naturally have a certain measure. And it's our job to keep things in balance or to bring things into balance if they're not naturally balanced. It's our job to make sure that we're living a life of balance. The leprosy comes, the winds come, the difficulties and the challenges come to the world when there's a lack of balance, when things have gotten out of hand, when the Western and liberal values have pulled humankind too far in the world of Edom, and the Muslim values have pulled the world too far to a different direction, and the Torah is the wind of balance. There's a wind of balance that blows in the world, which begs us to find balance in our personal lives, to seek what is our individual purpose in life? What is our individual place in Torah? What is our individual prophecy, which really is a manifestation of Hashem's will in my life personally? And what does that, how does it affect those around me? If the wind blows in my life to shake me up and it affects those around me in a negative way, so if I bring myself into balance properly, it affects those around me in a positive way. The Torah, in teaching us about the concept of Tzaras, is telling us, look what happens when we're out of balance. There's a shake-up, there's a wake-up. We need to recognize that the things that are going on in the world today are a personal wake-up call to each and every one of us to seek more balance, to seek more, what is Hashem's will for me? What is my place in Torah? What is Hashem's personal message for me, and what is my legacy supposed to look like for my kids, for all those around me? I want to bless you and ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to be able to take the message the powerful winds are blowing. Hashem should help us to use the opportunity to allow ourselves to receive the message and to come into that balance and find indeed what is our personal purpose and what is our legacy in life. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes Ari Goldwag.